Two pedestrians suffered injuries in a hit-and-run accident in Pettis County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the accident occurred as an eastbound vehicle driven by 35-year-old Martez Troy of Sedalia failed to stop at a crosswalk and struck the two pedestrians. The vehicle then fled the scene. Suffering minor injuries were 67-year-old Vicky Muse and a 10-year-old boy, both of Sedalia. Muse was transported to Bothwell Regional Health Center for treatment, while the boy told first responders he would seek his own treatment. The accident happened at 3:35 p.m. on 32nd Street at Skyline Drive in Sedalia. The number of positive cases of COVID-19 grew by double digits in three area counties on Friday. According to health department officials, since last reported on Monday, the total number of positive cases jumped by 53 in Lafayette County, increasing its total to 790 since the beginning of the pandemic, with 25 deaths and 621 positive patients being released from public health isolation as recovered. There are 144 active cases. In Pettis County, 22 new positive cases were added since Thursday, raising its total to 1,668. Due to 1,172 positive patients recovered and 24 deaths, there are 472 active cases, including 16 persons hospitalized. Since Tuesday, 16 new positive cases were reported in Carroll County, upping its total to 220, with 5 deaths and 181 positive patients recovered. There are 34 active cases, including 4 persons hospitalized. 5 new positive cases were reported in Saline County since Thursday, raising its total to 987. 11 recoveries were reported on Friday, increasing that total to 902. With 14 deaths and 902 recoveries, the active case count is 71, including 6 persons hospitalized. In Howard County, 5 new positive cases were confirmed on Friday, increasing its total to 406, with 369 positive patients recovered and 1 death. There are 36 active cases. 1 new positive case was reported in Sheraton County. That makes the total 91 since the beginning of the pandemic. 5 of the active cases were released from public health isolation as recovered, raising that total to 84, leaving 7 active cases. No update was available from Cooper County. The Marshall Police Department will be involved in a Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, drug take-back event today. A news release says the event is scheduled to be held from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The drop-off location will be the Municipal Court Building located at 5 East Eastwood Street in Marshall. The Marshall Municipal Court Building is across the street from the Marshall Public Library. And the Boonville Police and Fire Departments will be taking back unwanted prescription drugs today. A news release says the event will be held from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the fire department located at 500 Bingham Road. This will be the public's 17th opportunity in 10 years to dispose of unwanted prescription drugs to prevent pill abuse and theft by ridding their homes of potentially dangerous, expired, unused, and unwanted prescription drugs. Residents can bring their pills for disposal. The DEA cannot accept liquids or needles or sharps, only pills or patches. This service is free and anonymous. No questions will be asked. And the American Legion Post 191 of Marshall is scheduled to host a flag retirement ceremony at 10 o'clock this morning. A news release says the event will be held at the Legion Building at 1232 North Miami Avenue or Highway 41. Post Commander Robin Wandell invites all citizens to attend this ceremonial retirement of the U.S. flag. Commander Wandell also said if any person has a flag ready to be retired, they can bring it to the ceremony. Flags should be presented or should be present at least 15 minutes prior to the ceremony. Persons are asked to wear protective masks and social distance during the event. Refreshments will be available after the ceremony is complete. KMMO News Time is 6:36. Geraldine Arnold, age 97, of Sedalia, died Friday. McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. massive Christian burial for 95-year-old Andy Simon of Sedalia and formerly of Lamont, who died Wednesday, will be held at 11 a.m. today at Sacred Heart Chapel of St. Vincent de Paul, where prayers of the Rosary will begin at 9 a.m. and visitation to follow until service time. Burial with military honors will follow at Calvary Cemetery. McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Memorial service for 33-year-old Devin Frakes of Kansas City and formerly of DeWitt, who died October 7th, will be held at 11:30 a.m. today at Brashears Memorial Chapel in Brunswick, where visitation begins at 10:30. Burial will be private at Evergreen Cemetery in DeWitt at a later date. Memorial graveside service for 65-year-old John Peterson of Slater, who died October 11th, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Slater City Cemetery. Weicker Funeral Home in Slater is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.